קל וחיימה. רשי אבי יוימה, כרך המדיח, ובשם מניסלו, מדיח ירני דחס תחנק. He also get חנק. ויאלף לו מקרו ואילו הן הנחנוקם. We'll learn later on, he dashes from Sukkim, that they're to receive חנק. Now, ומיד המדיחם וחנק, ונידוחם וסייף, אלמו חנק חומם מסייף. This is the proof that according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds chenek is more strict than saif. Chakaimlan liyel, we learned before already, the sreifa chamur mechenek, that sreifa is more chamur than chenek. Hilka kol shukha in the chamur him is saif. So for sure, sreifa is more strict than saif.
Right.
The kal v'chayma, ma chenek chamur mechenek, right. The kal v'chayma, kareich ha-madiach. The kal v'chayma now, o ma chenek, shechamur mechenek. According to Rabbi Shimon, chenek, That's the punishment for the madiach over the nidach. They only receive saif. So sreifa chamur mimenu. Sreifa that's more chamur than chenek. Yeah. So saif hakal lekol shekein. For sure, sreifa is more strict than the simple punishment of saif. That's how we know sreifa is more chamur than saif. Now, skila chamur mimchenek. How do we know that skila is more strict than chenek? That skila yes. Now down to the second. So we finished sreifa. According to Rabbi Shimon, we proved that sreifa is more chomer than all the other three mises. Now Rabbi Shimon's second category is skila. So we have to know how is skila more strict than the last two. How do we know that skila is more chomer than chenek and saif? So now it's like this: skila chamur mechenek. Skila is more chomer than chenek strangling. Because a person that curses Hashem. Somebody that worships Avodah Zarah, he receives skila. Oh my chum, what's so strict about that? Because the Amor, as I said before, he's kofa biikur. He's going against Hashem, that's a strict avera. Ad Rabbah, maybe the opposite way. Chenik chomer, maybe strangling should be more chomer. Why? Shekeinit in lamak abe v'yimoy. Oh my chum, what's so special about that? Shekein hukash kroid mokroid hamokam. So now the Gemara doesn't say simple. Chum, we said before simple. That still, Hashem is mochamer. Like Kvoit Av is only like Kvoit Shemayim, but still Kavah B'Yikah is mochamer. We're only using that when we have to. But we have other answers, we answer other answers. So again, we're back to the, how do you know Skila is more strict than Chenek? Maybe Chenek is more strict because you give the punishment to Mak Av V'Yim, Av V'Yimai, which is Doimah to Kvoit HaMokam. So Mura says, no, the proof is like this. Midiavke Rachmona Le'arusa Bas Yisrael, Michlal Nisuya. So what does that mean? Bas Yisrael mechenek leskila. That a regular Bas Yisrael, if she's in the suya, when she has nus, she deserves chenek. An arusa deserves a more stricter punishment of skila. That's the proof that skila is more chomer than chenek. We said before, because an arusa is a bigger chet, it's rala shemayim and rala briyos. So she deserves a bigger punishment than a nesuya. So if a nesuya receives chenek, and we see the Torah gives her skila, shema mina, skila chamura. That's the proof that skila is more strict than chenek. Now the last thing, the next one is chenek. How do we know skila chamur misayif? How do we know that skila is more strict than saif in the sword? So I'll tell you again, shekeinit l'magadif, that skila is given to cursing Hashem over the Avodah Zarah. Either rather, maybe the opposite way, saif chomer shekeinit l'yan shiyonidachas. We kill out the yonidachas with saif, umachumra shekeinimayinim over, we destroy its money. So maybe saif is more strict than skila. Our matzah tell like this again. The kuntum shimin v'chieze koyach meruba. Which is a stronger factor? Koyach hamadiach, the one that causes to be worshipped by the zara, or koyach hanidach, the people that listened. Have yoyim koyach hamadiach, the one that causes other people. The kal v'chayma. Oma chenik shechomer misayif. So we see by medich he receives chenik over saif. So oma chenik shechomer misayif. Still, skila chamru mimenu. Skila is more strict than chenek. If so, saif hakal, the sword, the simple one, lekol shechein, that skila is more chomer than saif. That's how I know that skila is more chomer than saif. Now, the last two, chenek and saif. Shav Shimon Shiter is that chenek chomer misaif. He holds chenek strangling is more strict than saif and the sword. How do we know this? If you hit your parents and make blood come out, you're chayiv chenek. Oh my chumer, what's so special about that? Kidya moron, asukash kvoid mechvoid hamokim. Adarab, maybe the opposite way, Adarab, maybe sayiv chomer. I tell you, sir, maybe Saim should be more strict than Chenik. Why? Shekeinitin li'anshi yirni dachas. This punishment is given to Anshi yirni dachas. The Oibid Avodah Zarah, they made us more strict. We see how far the Torah goes. You have to destroy all the property there, all the money. So maybe, again, Saif is more chomer than Chenik. Amata tell you now, again, according to Mishimin, which factor is stronger? The one that causes people to worship Avodah Zarah. For Tani, we learned, according to Mishimin, the people that caused the city to worship Avodah Zarah were the leaders there. What do we do with them? The skila. The Tanakama learned to give them skila. Shimon says, no, they give chenek. So you see that the Madiach, they receive chenek. So you see chenek is more strict than saif. Since the people there only receive saif, and the leaders there receive chenek, that's the proof, at least according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, that he dashes psukim for this, that the Torah is teaching us, chenek is more chomer than saif. Now, that's how we proved everything. That's the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, which one, what to say, the which mis is more chomer than the other one. Now, Margula Bipum Rabbi Yechon, what was the famous words, the pearls of words that came out of Rabbi Yechon's mouth? That Nara Marosa Bas Koyin Shazinsa Beskila. That's what Tanakama holds. Rabbi Shimon Naim of Esreifa. She gets Esreifa. Yeah. And then, this is Tanakama, right? Nara Marosa Bas Koyin Shazinsa Beskila. Shimon Naim of Esreifa. Zinsa Meyavia Beskila. She has nus from her father, she gets skila. Rabbi Shimon Naim of Esreifa. What?
Some Nara Marosa.
Could be, was Rashi says in some area.
Rashi zinsa me'aviyah. Rashi says arusa basi sol, a regular basi sol. She zinsa me'aviyah. Dika shtei misos skila mishum arusa or sreifa mishum de me'aviyah zinsa. A case where a father lived with his own nara marosa. The father lived with his own daughter. That she's a nara marosa. So there are two misos here. There's one misa of skila mishum nara marosa, and there's another misa of sreifa mishum de miyaviya zinsa. To be sreifi, because the afrinim bielu hein anes rafim. We'll learn later on when the father lives with his daughter, he's chayis sreifa. So which punishment do we give here? There's a shaila of skila sreifa. So he said that the chur tzom the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama, right? Zinsa miyaviya beskila. According to the Tanakama, skila is mochamer. See here, they punish, they kill them with skila. Rabbi Shimon, I'm another sreifa. We kill them with sreifa. Rabbi Shimon Shetosloi, he learns sreifa is more chomer. So therefore, where the person deserves two mises, we can't kill him twice. So we give him the more chomer, we give him the stricter one. The more my kamash, what are you teaching me here? Pshita, these things are poshut. Le rabbonon nisua yotzal sreifa, v'le arusa. He's teaching us this aside. That even though the Torah says, the bas koin shazinsa, she deserves sreifa. The Tanakama learned that's only by Nesuya. If she had Nesuya and she went away from her father's house, then she only receives Sreifa. But Yotz Vilei Arusa, an Arusa that normally should deserve Skila, she still stays with the Skila, because they are Skila's Mochomer. But the Shenkein, the Rabbi Shimon, Achas Arucha, V'Achas Nesua, Yotz La Sreifa. The Rabbi Shimon holds that Sreifa is a more Chomadik Amisa, so therefore, Bas Koin period, she always gets Sreifa. Whether she's Narusa, whether she's Nesuya, in both cases we say she deserves Sreif. Yes. The time am I, what's the reason? Mishum del Rabbonan Skila Chamura. Mistoli and the Rika Svaris. Rabbonin say that skila is more chomer. Since so, if a regular Bas Yisrael Arusa deserves skila, there's no svar now that since she's a Kayin, will go down to Sreifa. You're going down a level. Therefore, the svar is that a Bas Kayin Arusa also deserves skila. I, the Torah, says Sreifa, that's only by an Isua. But by an Arusa, since even a Bas Yisrael deserves skila, the more strict one, there's no svar to put it down because she's a Kayin. So the Rabbonin skila chamura. But the Rabbi Shimon, Sreifa Chamura, according to Rabbi Shimon, now Sreifa is the more strict punishment. Therefore, since a regular Bas Yisrael deserves Skila, now that she's a Kayin, she deserves Sreifa. Now, Kamina, what's the difference over here? Here it says clearly, Bezdin, That's the cloud. If a person did two chatoyim, he has a father live with his daughter that's married, so he deserves two punishments, two types of misa. We give him the more chamor one, we give him sreifa, the more chamor one, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, my Rabbi Shimon, where does Rabbi Shimon shita? The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shnei Klolois Nemru Babas Koyin. There are two klolos we learned about a Bas Koyin. Babas Koyin v'lo Babas Yisrael. Not to say that her misa is by a Bas Koyin, no, and not by Bas Yisrael. Then it says what that Abbas Yisrael and Arusa deserve skila, smash my Abbas Kain also. So who is this Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon Oimer, Shnei Klolos Nemru Abbas Kain. Abbas Kain below Abbas Yisrael. For tomorrow, for Chino, Abbas Kain below Abbas Yisrael, high cross stomach sieve. This is a pasuk by regular Yisrael. But Moish Yumas, Hanoyah, Zeno Ephes. It's not talking about Abbas Kain. It's talking about any person that has Nus. Aim the thought at this rather. After Abbas Kain, even by Abbas Kain, Voitzi Akosiv Nisuya Mechlal Nisuya, the Arusa Mechlal Arusa. In other words, if there would have just been one Pasik, there's a punishment for a regular Bas Yisrael that's a Nisuya, she deserves Chenik, and for a regular Bas Yisrael that's an Arusa, she deserves Gila. Now when the Torah talks about a special Pasha of a Bas Koyin, she has a special Aloch in both cases. Mark Yishoitzi Akosiv Nisuya Mechlal Nisuya Lahachmir. Just like when the Pasuk says that a Bas Koyin Nisuya, she deserves Sreifa, that for sure is more chum and more strict than the regular Nisuya, that's only Bechenig. After the same thing, Kishoitzi Akosav Arusa, the Chlal Arusa, the current Rebbe Shimon, it says the Bas Koyin gets Sreifa, that's even by a Bas Arusa. So an Arusa, Torah takes her out from a regular Bas Yisrael Arusa. What does that mean? Lahachmir, to give it more strict. Irregular Bas Yisrael deserves skila if she's an Arusa. The Torah says by a Bas Kain she deserves Sreifa. That's from Shimon Shetosa. He learns out that Sreifa is more chomer than skila. Zomimei Nesuya Bas Kain, Bechlal Zomimei Nesuya Bas Yisrael. There's a difference. When we have Edom Zomimim about a Nesuya of a Bas Kain, they have a different Misa than Zomimim of Nesuya Bas Yisrael. And the Zemimei Arusa Bas Koyin, Bechlal Zemimei Arusa Bas Yisrael. That the Zemim in both cases also has a different type of a punishment. Ashi says what? The Chenik, Shle Hoitzi Akosev Elo Oysa Levada, the Chsev Oysa Levada Sreifa, Vloi Boilo Zemimeho. That the special Mises only apply to the Isha, to a Bas Koyin, she gets Sreifa. But the Boil, the one Elizabeth, though, only gets Chenik. And the loch of Edom Zimim is they get the misa of the boil, not the misa of her. Therefore, it's like this: by a regular Yisrael, both of them get skila. If she's an Ara Marasa, both of them receive skila. If she's an Asuya, both of them receive chenik. Therefore, the Zimimim get the same punishment she or he would have gotten. Mashenka by Bas Koyin, that she gets rafer, it's only she, the Bas Koyin, gets rafer. But the boil, the man, only gets chenik. Therefore, the Zemimim, they only get the Misa of the man, not the Isha, not the Misa of the Isha. That's the Gemara in Makot Tudashin. Oy soy, we only give the Misa of the man, and not the Isha, the Misa of the lady.
We don't say.
Tana Rabbon, word like this. Ubas ish koyen ki seichel. She seichel, she goes lisnois. Yochel afilu chalolo. Yochel afilu chilu as a Shabbos. Third says, Ubas ish koyen ki seichel, that she gets sreifa. So it doesn't say clear what she did. Maybe the seichel means she was mechal Shabbos. Yeah. So that she receives sreifa. Tamar, the pasuk ends off, no, liznus, ki seichel liznus, but she has nus. Bechinumen, she biznus, hakosa medaber. Here she receives sreifa. Yochel, I was about to say, afilu penuya, maybe even any baskin, even a penuya, she wasn't married yet. Stam, she lives with another man without kedushin, maybe also she receives sreifa. It says, ki seichel liznus, maybe znus is even upon a penuya. Nema kind of says no avia, but nema lahala no avia. Ma lahala znus im Zika Sabal, over there the pasuk by Aviyah is talking about when she's in the Suya, she's married, she's going against the husband also. The Zika Sabal is the husband involved. Afkan here also, Znus im Zika Sabal. We're talking about when she has a husband. She has a husband and she lives with another man. Here the Torah says she receives Sreifa. Oh, Yaini, maybe not that way. Oimer Aviyah, El Hoitzi es Kol Adam. It just says, Aviyah, la exclude any other person. Somebody has lived with a father, Tidun Misraifa. Avi Mishar Kol Adam, Tidun Kabas Yisrael. That maybe another person only gets luck like a regular Bas Yisrael. It says Aviyah to teach us that if she lived with a father, there's a special Misa involved. But maybe Lav Davka because she's married here. Maybe a Bas Kohen lives with even a Pnuya, lives with another man, maybe she would receive Sreifa. Kishuwaim says, he mechalelis, Hevi Kolada Mamre says already, he mechalelis. Homani mekayim Aviyah, the teacher is Zereshovav, Mak, Nemakan Aviyah, but Nemahal Aviyah. Mal Alan's Nus im Zika Sabal, she has a husband, she's in the Suya over there. Avkan also Nus im Zika Sabal. When does the Bas Kohen receive Sreifa? Only if she has a husband. And then she lives with another man, that's called his Nus of Zika Sabal, she receives Sreifa.
What would she receive now? If she wouldn't have a husband?
Nothing. Imalahalan Naro, over here also it's a Naro of Hiyarusa. Afkan Naro of Hiyarusa. Maybe learning how familiar by a Bas Yisrael, it's only a Naro. How do we know by a Bas Kohen, even though she's not a Naro, even though she's older? For as long as she's only in Arusa, Nara, or else Nara v'Nesuya, by Geras v'Arusa. How do you know the opposite way? If you have a Nara, that's a Nesuya, or else she's a Bageras, she's over 12 years, she's 13, and she's in Arusa. Bageras v'Nesuya, v'afilu v'eskino minayin, tamalayma o bas koi mikomokon. As long as she's a bas koi that has nus, it applies. So the klal is, and our that's Mathalikas, Reb Shimon and Tanakama. No matter what type of a Bas Kohen you have, a Nisuya or an Arusa, according to Reb Shimon, in all cases she deserves Sreifa. Ein li elish Nisus l'Kohen. Maybe only if she got married to a Kohen. Nisus l'Levi, uli Yisrael, l'Vichavim, l'Cholol, l'Mamzer, l'Nosin, minayin. How do you know a Bas Kohen, no matter who the husband is? If she lives with another man, she's Chai Sreifa. Talmud Loima, Obas Ish Kohen. Afo Pi, Shein HaKohanis.
So he's talking about another Kachovim who's a Jew, right? A Jew
who's
a Kachovim. Well, the
Kedushin
applies.
Where does it say?
Yeah, Yisrael and Kachovim.
Number base. Torah Rabbon. The Pasuk says, Ubas Ish Koyein Ki Seichel. Start at the beginning. So Yochel Ivor thought to say, Afilu Chilas Shabbos. Maybe if a Bas Kohen is Mechal Shabbos, she gets Reifa. Tamalor, the Pasuk says, no, Liznois. Ki Seicha Liznois. Means Bechilulim Shebez Nus Akasa Medabra. Talking about the Bas Kohen has Nus, lives with another man. Yochel Ivor thought to say, Afilu Pnuya. So maybe even one that's unmarried. So Nermakan Avi, it says the end of the Pasuk of Vihio. Mechalala says of Vihio. The Nemalal says by Nara Hamarosa Ovihya. So Zigzereshava. Malahalan Znus im Zika Sabal, just like by Nara Hamarosa, means that she's married to a husband, and then she has Nus with another man. Is Afkan here also by Abbas Koyin, Znus im Zika Sabal, where she's already married, she at least has Erisin, and now she lives with a second man, therefore she receives Sreifa. Moses, oi, ain't, maybe it's not that way. Oi, ain't, Omer Ovihya, the reason why the prophet says here Ovihya, Elohitzi as Kol Adam. Maybe the Chiv Sreifa is only if she lives with her father and not with any other man. Someone says, no, that can't be. Kishuaim, when the Pasuk says, he Mechalelis, that she is Mechalel, Mashma, she's Mechal the man, have a Kol Adam Omer. No matter who she lives with, if she's a married, she's the Bas Kohen that's married. If she lives with any other man, she's Mechal the man, therefore she receives Sreifa. If so, Homani Mekayim Oviyah, why does the Pasuk say Oviyah? For this Gzereshava. Of Nemakan Oviyah, it says here Oviyah, the Nemalahalan by Naramaros Oviyah. Malahalan's Nus and Zika Sabal, just like over there, it means where she's already married, therefore she receives the Misa. Is Afkan here also by Abbas Koyin, Znus in Zika Sabal, where she has a husband. Now the Gemara says, if so, if you're making this Gzereshava from a Naramaros, if so, Imalahalan Naro, the Arusa.
Maybe over there by Abbas Yisrael, where she gets her skila, it's only if she's a nara, 12 years old, and an arusa without nisuyin. Maybe Afkan hirosa by Abbas Koyin. Nara, the arusa, only both. Nara vi nisuyin, how do I know she's only 12 years old, but she had nisuyin already? Or else by Geros, the arusa. Or else she's a bagera, she's after 12 and a half, but she's only an arusa. Or else both by Geras Vinasuya, she's both, she's 12 and a half, and she had Nisuyin. The Afilu Heskina, either she's 50, 60, how do I know Minayin? Now remember the Pasuk says, Ubas Koyin, Ubas Koyin Mikomakam, Mash many times. Rashi says, Mirbuya Devot Kadosh, it says, Ubas Koyin, Mash any type of a Bas Koyin, the Pasuk says she receives Sreifa, Mikomakam. Now the Maslu goes on, no?